Shabbat Shalom. And welcome to a service dedicated to so many members who have given of themselves to strengthen TBS in so many ways. In your service folder is a long list and certainly not exhaustive list of so many of the ways our members have pitched in to make us the best little shul in the woods of Northern Virginia. We celebrate the diverse ways that our members give of their talents and their gifts and their time and their energy to maintain and enhance every aspect of our very special TBS community. And tonight we honor our 18-year members called our Chai members. So if you're not familiar with the Hebrew letters and how they are also used as numbers, the chet and the yud that make up the Hebrew word chai also spells, chai is life and also makes the number 18. So we acknowledge our members who have made long-term commitments to the life and the health of TBS. We are grateful for everyone here who has given 18 years and many beyond that to keep this a wonderful, special place. Also, this is Memorial Day, and we will pray together, or this is Memorial Day weekend, and we will pray together in support of those who serve and have served our country and remember those who died to defend our country's important values. So we continue with the TBS welcome prayer as we affirm our values of welcoming all members and visitors alike who gather here tonight to celebrate Shabbat, to sing and to pray, to remember a loved one, to pray for someone who is ill, or join with your community. Page 4. When all is said and done, a synagogue built of brick and concrete alone cannot endure, no matter how mighty its foundation or construction. It is not the size of the social hall or the finery of the sanctuary that provides the strength the building needs to stand. What holds the synagogue together is the people who join to pray, to study, and to work within its walls. We pray that our synagogue will be a house of prayer for all people. We pray that our synagogue will be a house of learning for all who seek Torah. We pray that our synagogue will be a house of assembly for all who yearn for community. We pray that our synagogue will be a house of God and that we will be worthy to call ourselves builders and congregants. So it is way too much to honor every single person who has donated of themselves over the past year. So we're going to just pick and choose a few highlights. So our candle lighting blessing goes to some of the people who have given so much of their time during this time of transition to help us have a good transition, to help our search process go as smoothly as it possibly can. So welcome, we welcome up to light our candles, Lynn Sprung, Suzanne Lederer, also not here, but called up to light candles in spirit is David Kleinman, whose birthday's today. So we wish him happy birthday. And Jack Schreibman, who's at a family wedding. Candle lighting is on page 11.
As these Shabbat candles give light to all who behold them, so may we, by our lives, give light to all who behold us. As their brightness reminds us of the generations of Israel who have kindled light, so may we, in our own day, be among those who kindle light. Atah Adonai, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kitchanu B'Mitzvotav, Vitzivanu, Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbat.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Adonai our God,
ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'echad likner l'echad likner shel
Welcome the Shabbat Bride with the singing of Lecha Dodi, page 14.
Lecha Lecha Dodi, Livad Lecha Kala, Bnei Pnei Shabbat Lecha Bela. Lecha Lecha Dodi, Livad Lecha Kala, Bnei Pnei Shabbat Lecha Bela. La 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 la, Lecha Dodi, Livad Lecha Kala.
Please remain standing as we continue with Baruch Hu, page 17.
Oh,
page. Blessed are you, eternal our God, source of the universe, whose word brings on the evening. Your wisdom opens heaven's gates. Your understanding makes the ages pass and the seasons alternate. And your will controls the stars as they travel through the skies. You are creator of day and night, rolling light away from darkness and darkness from light. You cause day to pass and bring on the night. You set day and night apart. You are the God of all. May the living and eternal God rule us always until the end of time. Blessed is the eternal, whose word makes evening fall. The bottom of page 19. Blessed is God who chose to enlighten us with the teachings, wisdom, and values of Torah. We in turn continue to choose to open our minds, hearts, and spirit and become one people bound by a sacred book of law, our Torah. In our life's journey, may we seek to understand and uphold your teachings. May we continue to strengthen our commitment to our people Israel and strengthen the bond with generations past through Torah. We continue with Shema on page 22.
We continue together with the V'ahavta. V'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol me'odecha. V'hayu ha'devarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha. V'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam v'shivtecha b'vetecha. Uvrechtecha vaderech, ushochpecha uvkumecha, ukshartam laot al yadecha, vahayu letotafot bein enecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot betecha, uvisharecha, lama'an tizkeru vaasitem et ko mitzvotai, vitem kiddushim leohechem. Ani Adonai Elohechem, asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, liot lechem l'Elohim. Ani Adonai Elohechem. For redemption, we combine prayer and action. One of my teachers, when he was in the Sahal, the Israeli army, was early morning, and he was wearing his tefillin, and he was davening, and his unit came under attack. And as everyone grabbed their arms, he was getting ready to take off his tefillin, and the other soldiers looked around and saw him and said, "You keep praying, we'll fight." And it is that balance in Israel, the sense of defense, but also the sense of a connection to the eternal. The concept in Israel is tahorat haneshek, the purity of arms. And so as we sing the Micha Mocha, which celebrates our freedom, we also think as well of times that lives were lost, but of the importance and the promise of redemption. Page 24. Continue with Hashkivenu, prayer for peace in the evening, which is in our service folders.
Let there be love and understanding.
Hashamru v'nei Yisrael et haShabbat. The children of Israel shall be guardians, lovers of the Shabbat. Page 27, we sing together. Continue with the tefillah, our personal prayers. The imagery when you see people take three steps back and three steps forward is that of entering directly into the presence of the divine. For those who are able, please rise. Page 29.
Adonai Sifatai
Adonai, Eloheinu v'Elohei Avotenu v'Imotenu, Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzhak v'Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel v'Elohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor v'Hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, Vikone hako, vizocher chaste avot v'imahot, umevi geula livne v'nehem, lama'an shemo ba'ahava, melech ozer moshia umagen, baruch ata Adonai, magen Avraham v'ezrat Sarah. Page 30, together. Ata gibur le'olam Adonai, Mechaye hako atarav lohoshia, Mechalkel chayim bechesed, Mechaye hako barachamim rabim, Somech noflim vrofe chorim, umatir asurim, Umekaye emunato lishene afar, Mi chamocha baal givurot, umi domelach, Melech meimit umachaye umatzmiach Yeshua. V'ne'eman ata achayot hakom. Baruch ata Adonai. Mechaye HaKol, together on the top of 37. Our lives are blessed because of the holiness of God, from the beauty of the earth and sky to the beauty we have within us. God is everywhere. God has given us the ability to realize how precious life is, and for that we are grateful. Baruch atah Adonai Ha'el HaKadosh. Please be seated. A poem by Aidan Solvay. Peace will come. Peace will come through the grace of God and the work of humanity. Compassion and kindness, forgiveness and love, patience and gratitude, justice and mercy, empathy and understanding. Each an act, a yearning, each deed a longing, for wholeness and tranquility in our world. You who makes peace in the highest heavens, guide our hearts and our hands in service to each other and your world, to bring peace to all the nations of the earth, all people, everywhere. We continue with Sim Shalom, which is in our service folders.
Continue with a prayer for our nation and those who serve it for this Memorial Day weekend on page 41. Bless our land and all its inhabitants. Be with those whom we have chosen to lead us, that they may strive to establish justice and opportunity for all, and labor to bring peace to the family of nations. Bless the members of our congregation and all other congregations and communities who have pledged their lives to active service. May they be guided and protected while they are away, and may they return in health and peace to their families and friends who sacrifice so much in the name of patriotism. May all those who sacrificed life and limb for our nation know how grateful we are for their devotion to our country. May we embrace our freedom as Americans in this land we love. May good citizenship and respect for diversity replace enmity, bigotry, and strife. May we help this nation continue to be a beacon of democracy, freedom, and the protector of human rights around the world. Amen. Page 48. We read in the Talmud, Rabbi Eliezer said, if a person prays only according to the exact fixed prayer and adds nothing from one's mind, the prayer is not considered sufficient. And that is why our tradition for centuries has not only embraced the traditional structure of the prayers that have been said by generations and generations of our people, but also has allowed a space in the service for us each to think our own thoughts and pray from our own hearts. We continue silently. Sang that for about 3 hours today, and now I'll be doing it again. We have many people in our congregation right now who can use our prayers for healing, people who have been through surgery or illness. Our prayer is not only to go out to them to help them feel the strength that prayer can bring, but also to let them know that they are valuable, that even if they cannot join us, if they are in a hospital bed or recovering, They are still very much a vital and valued member of our community. We join together in our prayer for healing, Misha Berach, on the top of page 45. During college, my mom had a temporary job in retail. She worked behind the Bloomingdale's glove counter. Now, those of you past a certain age know I'm not talking about winter gloves. I mean those white or black going up to the elbow gloves that women wore when they were out and about. So I'm not seeing any looks of recognition. Was mine the only mom that had the drawer full of white gloves and black gloves? And I would dress up and say, oh, someday I'll wear these. But then fashions changed, and I never got to. But back to our story. It didn't take long for her to make an interesting observation. She noticed that when people first started the job and a customer asked for a specific item, a newly hired saleswoman would say, oh, yes, I think they have that. After time passes, the response changes to, oh, yes, I think we have that. And after sufficient personal investment in the position, the response becomes, oh, yes, I think I have that. Just a simple change in word. They have that. We have that. I have that. A small thing, but similar to an iceberg, that one word that seems very tiny on the surface points to something enormous underneath. Their choice of word points to how connected they feel to their own place of work and its mission. It represents the perception of personal ownership of the whole. Each of us has shopped in stores where all the people working there are they people. I don't know if they have it. And we've all been in businesses with we and I people. Let me see if I have that. And each of us absolutely recognizes the large difference in attitude, the large difference in the quality of the shopping experience between those two. I want to point out an observation I have made over the past year or so. I share this in no way to shame or blame. I've also observed it in myself, so I say this with no sense of judgment. It's a very small thing, I'm sure a very subconscious thing, that I've pretty consistently observed. And I believe it is a small thing that will make or break us as a congregation in the months and years ahead. As you can imagine, I have had a number of members ask me over the past months about our TBS present and future. Many people wonder about our transition and what the future might look like, and they ask me about it. And with very few exceptions, this is what I hear from our members. So what are they going to do about a rabbi? Or, I've heard the congregation has fewer members than we had a year ago. What are they going to do about it? The difference between what are they doing about it and what are we doing about it is just a couple of letters. But in that couple of letters lies our congregation's future. Is Temple B'nai Shalom they, or is Temple B'nai Shalom we? As a teacher, I try to never ask questions that have a simple answer. But this one actually does. Temple B'nai Shalom is we. There is no they. No one from the outside is making any decisions for us. Frankly, no one on the outside really cares what we do, how well we meet our community's Jewish spiritual needs, whether we flourish or fold. Well, probably the HVAC and sprinkler system people care because they are doing very well by us. But them aside, the only ones who care are us. TBS is us, and we are TBS. And yes, some of us accept roles on the board to help better our community, but they are still us. And in the months ahead, we will be collectively deciding, primarily through our personal actions, what the TBS of the future will look like, or whether it will be here at all. Most of you in this sanctuary, maybe all of you, are here this evening because you believe in the values and mission of TBS, you care about your fellow members of TBS, and you have therefore given your time, your money, your talents, your expertise, your energy to maintain, support, and maybe even to found this congregation. And our community owes a great debt of gratitude to all of you for what has happened here, for the children and adults who have been Jewishly educated, for the spirituality that has been experienced, for the love and support in times of grief and illness and loss that has been received, for the Jewish joy that has energized the hearts and souls of Jews of all ages, for the deep connections to Jewish community, to our people, to our values and teachings that have been nurtured. So now we wrap up Jewish year 5779, 33 years after we first started, and we are now part of a community that is in transformation. How we are transforming is very much fluid, evolving, and open to change. As we transform, each of us should be doing some considering of the big long-term picture. Is this Temple B'nai Shalom enterprise worth sustaining? If so, as a smaller community, at least for a time, it will realistically take more time and greater resources from every individual member. Or does Northern Virginia have a sufficient number and diversity of synagogues, some with far greater resources than we have, to absorb us so that we don't have to invest so much in our little shul in the woods? I recognize that in scenario number two, I no longer have a job, so that part is a bummer. But in no way, of course, should that be the determining factor in our future choices as a community. Each one of us will want to consider these choices. It's not about one option being good and one bad, or one right and one wrong. Either choice could work in terms of keeping a vibrant and relevant Judaism alive in our region. In the weeks and months ahead, I suggest a couple of questions for each of you to consider seriously. Do I think that Temple B'nai Shalom should continue to exist, to continue to be the unique place of Jewish worship, learning, caring, and joy that it has been for over three decades? If so, what am I willing to do to make that happen? They won't make that decision. There is no they. There is only we. There is only you. Shabbat Shalom. Prepare to open the ark for Aleinu. I would like to honor and call up our high members, our 18-year members, and I will name them. And if you're here, come up. If you're not here, I guess don't come up. They are the Buckheims, the DeSenzes, the Dixons, the Eisenbergs, the Epsteins, the Fernandez family, the Fitzgeralds, Michael Fruitman, the Hermans, Ed Konigsberg, David Lewis, the Lickstrahls, the Fredericks family, the Keitelmans, the Kronthals, the Akers-Smith family, the Surridges, and Andy Vogel. And thank you to all of you for continuing to sustain this holy community. We rise for Aleinu on page 53.
Shalom,
You may be seated. Page 57. We all stand together to remember those whom we have loved and lost, to remember those whose lives were taken because of who they were or what they believed, to remember those who perished in the Holocaust or by acts of terrorism, to remember those who died in service of our country or of our people, to remember those who have no one left to say Kaddish, to remember all their lives and the blessings they brought to the world. We all stand together. And during the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members, Betty Davison, Donna Courtney, Mark Langstein, Michael Van Gelder, Renee Muntner, Paul Pressman, Sandy Keith. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members. Lori Kay, victim of the shooting in Poway, California. Allison Hain, niece of Sam Corson. Molly Waters, friend of Sam Corson. Jane McCarthy, aunt and godmother of Greg DeSenza. And earlier today, we lost Eileen Vogel, mother of Debbie Derner. And this week, we remember our beloved members who died in this week in years past. Janet Glinberg, mother of Betty Shanley, and Ruth Ashkenaz. And we remember the Yahrzeits of Serene Kaplan, Rhoda Salas, Evelyn Berg, Kay Goldberg, Ruth Gumpel, Robert Lippman, Robert Lowenthal, Mike Eggerer, Ray Novak, Bruce Miller, Carol Gerson, Edwin Guterman, Louis Blank, Francis Horowitz, Nathan Weinberg, Warren Weinstock, Virgilio Perez, Victoria Perez, Anna Stettner, Richard Kennedy, Mary Hirsch. We honor all of their lives and their memories as we rise and recite together Mourner's Kaddish. Page 60. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabah. Bialma divara hirute viamlich malchute. Bechaye chon uviome chon uvechaye de kol beit Yisrael. Bagala uvisman kari viimru. Amen. Yehe shme rabam varach laalam alme almaya. Yit barach viishtabach viit paar viit romam viit nase. Vietadar vietale vietalal shame de kudsha berihu. Leela min kol berachata vishirata. Tush bechata venechemata. Dami ran bialmav imru amen. Yehe shlama rabba min shamaya. Vechayim alenu v'al kol Yisrael. Vimru amen. O se shalom bimromav. Hu ya se shalom. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. V'imru, v'imru, from a sacred moment of memory to embracing the joy of Shabbat. And while there are so many, many, many ways that our TBS members have contributed to this community, I'm just going to, we can't call everybody up. So I am highlighting two very, very important committees, the backbone of our community. First of all, anybody who has served or who does serve on the security team, which is very, very important. And I'm so happy that Steve can actually be here and not be at work right now. So security people, come on up. And when I say at work, I mean at work sitting out in front watching the door for us. And bereavement committee that does so much to support and enable us to offer funerals, to offer dignified Shiva minions. We're very grateful for all of you. So, Steve, you want to hold the Kiddush cup?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Just seeing if there's sounds on. Yes. Kiddush is on page 61.
Squeeze in.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Borei pri hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam Asher tishanu b'mitzvotav L'rat sabanu V'shabbat kodsho B'ahava u'ratzon
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
I'm Neil Seiden, president of Temple B'nai Shalom. Welcome to our Shabbat service celebrating our TBS volunteers and Chai members who have reached their 18th year of TBS membership. As I look at the distribution of the way people are seated, it kind of mathematically speaking looks like sort of an inverted normal distribution curve. And Rabbi Crystal had shared an idea about how do we get people moving up to the first few rows. The board has passed an amendment to install phone chargers into the first three rows of the sanctuary, so you'll all be coming forward. Thank you to all the volunteers who make TBS work, and congratulations to our Chai members. Thank you for your continued membership and being part of this amazing community. I'm thinking that when TBS turns 36, we might have a double Chai membership, and there's a treasure, so you can ask me about it. I don't know if that means further discounts, Jim, but we can talk about it. And thank you for all who helped make the service possible tonight, our rabbis, our musical leaders. How was the wine? Our ushers, greeters, Onig helpers, security, and you, our TBS members and guests. And thank you especially to all who helped out with our dinner tonight and who supported the Sip and Schmooze. And thank you, Rabbi Rappaport, for a really interesting and, at least for me, thought-provoking service. I'll work that into my comments in a few moments. This weekend, we celebrate Memorial Day in addition to these other wonderful events. I hope you enjoy some activity, a barbecue or picnic or something with family and friends. I also hope you take time to reflect on why this is called Memorial Day, to remember and honor those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for the freedom and liberty we enjoy today. How appropriate is it that in this week's Torah portion includes Leviticus chapter 25, verse 10, proclaim liberty throughout the land unto all its inhabitants thereof. It is the sacrifices of our men and women and their families who have given us the opportunity to be free and to live free. And as Jews and as a minority group, we have an especially urgent call to be grateful. The religious freedom we enjoy in this land is truly unique in history. We were strangers in a strange land, and this land is our collective home. May we honor and never forget the sacrifices of our servicemen and women who died and the sacrifices of their families. So Rabbi Rappaport had, for me, an inspiring, thought-provoking sermon on we, they, I, and the continuity of our congregation. I think something that we would all agree, those of you who are here and many that are not, is something we truly cherish. And so to help think about the continuity of our congregation and the future, I'm here to announce that tickets are now on sale for the event of the year, the TBS annual meeting. And the price is right, exactly zero. And what do you get for that price? A free bagel. Let me say that again, a free bagel with a schmear. So you pay nothing and you get a free bagel, and you receive the riveting content of the meeting too, and it's all free. So you ask, is this really a Jewish event? You betcha. We need you there to help in our governance, to be informed, and, oh yeah, to get a quorum. I can see by your glazed over eyes that your anticipation is building and you just can't wait. Join us as we vote on next year's budget, hear important commentary from our treasurer, Rabbi Crystal, our search committee chair, and of course, from me. It's only 8 days away now, and I see you can't wait. Please join us Sunday, June 2nd at 9:15 a.m. Wishing you a good weekend, a peaceful Shabbat, and a good next week. Shabbat Shalom.
Our closing song, In This House, which is in the service folder.
In this house, it all come together in this house. In this house, it all comes together in this house of God. Tree.
Please rise for the benediction. In this house we feel blessed, as Jacob of old found the house of the eternal, Beit El, experience the spark of the divine. So do we give thanks for the divinity that we all bring to this sacred house, the divinity find in caring, in learning, and the love we share as a sacred community. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.